Hello, everyone. You're looking at the Atlantic Ocean, and this is the view from my deck in Sea Point, which is part of Cape Town, South Africa. Welcome to South Africa, everybody. This is Archie of Bob and Archie's Adventures in High Tech fame, coming to you from South Africa. Before I left the United States, there were a number of people who suggested I probably should do a podcast or something anyway, talking a little bit about everything it took to do this. I did this by myself. I'm here alone. But there's certain things as we go around, as I go through this podcast, I'll be talking a little bit about who I am and why I do things like this. but I will say that I don't regret my decision. It's been wonderful here. The weather's beautiful. I think it rains once every 2 weeks, at least in the summer. A little bit rainier in the winter, and then they have the what they call the Cape Doctor, which is high, very very high winds that embrace this area. You know, there's basically nothing stopping the wind off the ocean, so it comes in pretty strong. And I've heard that in some previous years, you know, windows actually break. I haven't had that experience, thank goodness, but it does get quite windy. And I was almost blown off my feet when I was in the city during one of those windstorms. Anyway, so over the next series of podcasts, I'll be talking a little bit about, well, how did I discover this place? Why did I think that this was the place to be? What were my retirement plans? There's a lot that went into this decision. And it's been a fascinating journey, and I'm hoping to share it with you, and I hope you enjoy what I share. I'll also be talking a little bit about me and what my personality is like and why I can do something like this, because I know a lot of people thought I was crazy, and I got a lot of pushback when I was telling people that I'd become relatively close to that I was leaving. To go someplace else. So I look forward to discussing more about this whole journey. And I should say that it's not a finite journey. I mean, I'm still learning things. There's still a lot of, when you go to a new place, you always learn new things. There's a whole new culture here. The good news, at least, is that there's no language barrier, at least in the cities. Everybody speaks English. There, in South Africa, there are actually 13 official languages, including, I think, 10 native languages: Afrikaans, which is the Dutch South African language, and English. And the other thing about South Africa is that the English and the Dutch have an interesting relationship. I get the sense, at least from the older people that I've talked to, that there's a little animosity between the English and the Dutch. But I'll be exploring that more the longer I live here and the more people I meet, I'll start exploring that. I've been learning to play paddle. And the thing about paddle, which is interesting, is that it's played mostly by younger people. And the younger people are much more open about all kinds of things. And a lot of the players are from other places. You'll have, recently, I met somebody who was visiting from the Netherlands. I met somebody recently who was also visiting from France and Canada. And again, Cape Town is a very, very popular place. It's been voted the number one city in the world a couple of years running. So it should be no surprise that I chose this place. As it turns out, talking to someone who's lived in both places, that actually South Africa is a little bit cheaper than, it's escaping my mind all of a sudden, Portugal. Everybody talks about going to Portugal as a cheap place to live for an American and all this other stuff, but South Africa, as it turns out, based on someone who's lived in both places, that it's a little cheaper here to live. So it's all about, you know, you pick your poison. Anyway, the series of podcasts that I'll be putting together will be talking about how I decided to come here, my journey here, decisions I had to make, what my circumstances were as I retired. And I think Bob will also probably join me for a number of these since he was a big part of the journey. So look forward to talking to you further. I hope you enjoyed this introductory podcast.